We are coming off a Memorial Day weekend that brought some very unusual weather to the Northeast. And believe it or not, before the week is through, it's going to feel very much like summer around here, with highs reaching close to 90 before the week is over, and we'll have plenty of humidity around as well. So from snow to summer in less than a week's time. Pretty tough to believe. Well, in the short term, we're in this transition mode, and usually this transition mode involves clouds and showers, and that's exactly what's happening right now. Clouds have been thickening up through the day today, and there's a band of showers that's making rather slow progression from southwest to northeast across our area. It's all in association with that warm front that will be on approach tonight, so we'll keep the sky mostly cloudy. We'll have areas of showers around and possibly even a few thunderstorms during tonight. We'll see some areas of fog as well as the dew points begin to come up. It's going to be a relatively mild night, especially in comparison to the past few nights, with lows mainly in the 50s. Coming up during the day tomorrow, that warm front will be probably strung out across the region during tomorrow morning, so we're likely to wake up to clouds and some scattered showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms. The front continues to lift to the north through the day, so we should see at least some dry times and perhaps even some breaks of sunshine, especially from the capital region on south. But by tomorrow afternoon, there's going to be quite a bit of instability, so another round of showers and thunderstorms is likely, and some of those storms tomorrow could be locally strong or severe. The big weather change comes on Thursday, at least in terms of heat and humidity, as temperatures climb well into the 80s to around 90 degrees. Dew points will be in the 60s, so it's going to feel very warm around here. And if that instability around that heat and humidity, there is the chance for a couple of pop-up isolated storms Thursday. And it's pretty much the same theme on Friday, with heat, humidity, and a couple of pop-up storms. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, possible thunderstorms, areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, some storms could be strong, high in the lower to mid-70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, possible thunderstorms, areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, some storms could be strong, high in the lower to mid-70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, possible thunderstorms, areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, some storms could be strong, warm and more humid, high in the lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, possible thunderstorms, areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, some storms could be strong, high in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Region-wide on Thursday and Friday, partly sunny, hot and humid, with a chance of isolated thunderstorms, high in the mid-80s to lower 90s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.